morning, Sunflower.
Is Yasmina in by chance?
What can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'm actually calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm looking to follow up here on an offer that we actually had sent the business here about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some prior financing you actually had done with Keystone Equipment a few years back. Is any of that ringing a bell?
Okay.
The offer was basically, it was based off some good lending history you had shown, as well as your DMB credit profile. The offer was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing as well as working capital, and it looks like you had been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with you in the business and see where you were at and if you had any plans for growth here going forward for this quarter.
Okay. Are you telling me this is from Keystone Equipment or you find the history with Keystone Equipment?
No. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. The offer we sent you was based off the good lending history you had shown with Keystone.
Got you. Yeah. Well, right now we're not interested in any lines of credit. Maybe in 6 months.
Okay.
This is just for equipment, right?
You qualified for equipment financing as well as working capital. Are you familiar with working capital?
Yeah, I do. But that's something I'm not interested at all.
Okay. I mean, is there typically a time of the year where you might look to bring on new equipment or, you know, projects ramp up and you need additional capital to kind of back you up there?
Yeah, no, I don't look for capital, but I'm looking it for what else you guys do? Are you those company like you have to pay weekly or stuff like that?
Depending on what program you choose, you can either set it up on daily, weekly, or monthly payments. It just kind of depends on the program and the structure that you choose for whichever you qualify for. What was it you were looking to do?
Well, we're in a project. Sometimes we look for capital for invest in a use a cash flow capital.
I see. For like operations and materials, stuff like that?
Yes. Yes, and we usually go with our vendors 60 mm-hmm. to 90 days, but I'm talking about, good amounts.
Are you saying the payout structure you earn is a net 60, net 90, so you're not getting...
Right now I'm looking for finance. I don't know if you guys finance land. I do have a land, which is pay off, but mm-hmm. I want to take my partner out of the deal. He wants his money. I'm looking for a bank or somebody can refinance what I have, or if I can get escrow from this place. You know,
I see.
I own it and it's pay off. So that's something what we're looking for, and maybe for some equipment for maintenance. We're trying to get another trailer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are like a regular capital, because I work with a company like that before. I don't know if you're familiar with banking.
Yeah, we're a private business bank, so we only work with businesses and business owners. So,
I took their money because I was in emergency to the project I was doing for the $45,000, and I need a plant material like right away, and they don't have a credit in there, and they don't let you material go out.
Yeah.
Money.
I see.
But the interest was crazy, and
mm-hmm.
was too crazy. So if you are a company like that, I really appreciate your time, but it's not like what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So with your situation there, equipment financing is kind of our bread and butter here. We've been doing it for about 14 years now, and we've added other programs since then, but that's definitely been our base here. So if you have some equipment that you are looking to bring on, that's something we can definitely help you out with. As far as the other situation goes, the working capital program that we do here is completely unsecured, so there's no collateral or down payment that you have to put down for it. And we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line. So I was going to ask you, do you have a chance to know what you guys did in sales last year?
Yeah, it was like $1 million, I think.
Right around 1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, just based off of that, on the working capital side, we could probably free up anywhere from 100 to 150,000 in cash, completely unsecured, and you can use it for however you see fit with the business. So I mean, if you have operations where you know you want to stock up on inventory, get it at a cheaper price, you can use it for that. If you have payroll issues where you're getting put on a net 60, net 90 with some of these contracts that you're on, you can use that to kind of supplement your payroll issues that you may have, and you can use it for pretty much wherever you see fit. But I feel like there's definitely a need that you have there. When were you maybe looking to do this equipment and all that for the company? Was this something you were just maybe brainstorming right now, or was this something you were trying to get going here in the next month or two?
Well, we're working on it. It's just we don't want to spend time with people say, yeah, you can get this and this and this and that. I put out together a bunch of papers. And then after that bunch of papers, they say, well, I'm sorry, but because being honest with you, I mean, I went in bankruptcy like 6 years ago, and I don't apply to any credit. I just start building my credit.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see.
That's something, I mean, with really like an issue. I mean,
Where's your credit at this moment? Do you know?
I don't have it that much. My husband have a little bit more.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, we work with Tier A to Tier D credit ratings. So, I mean, we can definitely work with you on that aspect. The good part is on the working capital side is it's more heavily based on your sales as opposed to your credit with most lines of credit that you've probably dealt with. Our working capital is more based off sales. So if you have a good sales base, we feel you can cash flow the note there. So if your credit isn't the best, that's probably going to be the better program for you to look at. It might be of interest for you. And like I said, if you did right around 1 million, we could probably free up anywhere from right around 100 to 150K. Is that something that you could maybe benefit from for the business, or is that maybe not enough for you?
Well, you know what? Why I don't get you? Why don't I get you information? My husband is not here. I have to go over with him.
Yeah.
And he can call. I mean, he will call you. It is something he's interested on it.
Do you have an email? Yeah, I was gonna say, what's a good email for you? And I'll shoot this information over there for you.
Information, and then I'm gonna see him for lunch. I can share with him this, and then.
Okay.
You know, I don't want you to waste your time either. And
of course.
We'll go from there. Yeah.
Exactly. So
send it to Mina. It's M-I-N-A.
M-I-N-A.
At Sunflower.
Sunflower.
Vero is Villa San Victor, E-R-O.
Sorry, say that after Sunflower again.
Lasembero Beach, Vero.
Oh, V-E-R-O?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
.com.
.com. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that information over to you. It's just going to have my contact information, a summary of the offer that we had sent you, and then I'll also put the short list. As far as the application process goes, all we do need is three things. It's just the one-page app that will be attached, your most recent tax return, and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Do you guys take credit cards as payments there with your business?
No.
Okay, so yeah, those would be the only three things we would need from you. And once I get that, I can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you would qualify for. And if it makes sense for the business and you feel you can benefit from it, you can proceed from there. But the offer will stand for 90 days, so there's no pressure to take it right then and there. You can kind of soak it in, and if it makes sense, like I said, we can go further from there. But let me shoot you this information here. You can review it there this lunch. When's maybe a good time to follow up here from you? If I don't hear back, maybe sometime next week?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does Monday work maybe around the same time as today?
Monday? Today is Thursday.
Yeah, of next week. Give you some time to kind of look over that and discuss.
Monday, I'm not here Monday. I work in another place on Monday.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But you can call me. Just send the email to me.
Okay.
Send the email to me. That's the best way because I get the email on my phone right away.
Sounds good. I'll shoot that over right now. You should get it in about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, send it to me and I can share with him. And then if you have any questions, just leave your name in there. That way we don't have to go back and forth with different people.
Yeah, no worries.
And we go straight to you. And
yeah, my direct dial will be there, so it'll shoot.
Okay.
That number will shoot you right
send it to me.
He
will be the person who made the decision and talk to you about it.
Sounds good. It was great talking with you today. Hopefully, we'll be in touch. Okay.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.